Sometimes we call the Mass boring, impersonal, or irrelevant because we don't feel like we're getting anything out of it. Now, if we don't feel like we're getting anything out of it, we have to ask the question, what are we putting into it? Have we prepared ourselves to receive Jesus' body, blood, soul, divinity in the Eucharist? Because the Eucharist is not a symbol of Jesus, it is Jesus. It's His real presence. And when we receive Jesus in the Eucharist, we are receiving Him as the guest of our soul. Now, when you invite somebody really important into your home, a guest, what do? Well, you prepare. You go shopping and get the ingredients. You go get the food. You bring it home and prepare it. You clean the dishes and the house. You get ready. You get dressed up. You find something appropriate to wear. With an important guest, you make an effort to get ready and receive them because this effort honors them. The most important person that we will ever receive into our life is Jesus Christ through the Eucharist. I mean, He is the most important guest because He's the Lord, the Savior of the world. He's our Redeemer. And in the reception of the Eucharist, again, He becomes the guest of our soul. So the question is, are we prepared to receive Him? If not, we are going to miss out on graces. Because St. Thomas said that the amount of graces that we receive into our life is dependent upon whether or not our hearts are disposed to receiving Christ. So in other words, if we're not prepared to receive the Eucharist, we're going to miss out on graces. You know, if the Eucharist is not changing us, the problem is not the Eucharist, the problem is us. And so let's go through four things that we can do to prepare our heart to receive Jesus in the Eucharist as the guest of our soul. Number one, confess mortal sin. For a sin to be mortal, it must meet three conditions. Number one, the sin must be grave, so it must be serious. Number two, it must be committed with full knowledge. And number three, committed with deliberate consent. Mortal sin makes us unable to receive Jesus as the guest of our soul through reception of the Eucharist. Have you ever seen an abandoned house, empty of life, yet full of brokenness? Windows and doors missing, ceiling falling in, paint peeling off the wall, the floor littered with garbage. The house is not in a livable condition, nor is it in a condition to be able to receive an honored guest. It seems more fit for darkness than life. And this is what mortal sin does to our soul. It makes us unfit to receive Jesus into our life through reception of the Eucharist. Now, it's not that God has abandoned us. It's that we have intentionally, through a serious way, have abandoned Him. And so we're not able to receive Him in the Eucharist. And if we do in this state, then we greatly dishonor Him. It's an offense against God. Whoever therefore eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of profaning the body and blood of the Lord. Let a man examine himself, and so to eat of the bread and drink of the cup. So what can we do to restore our house, get it back in order? We go to confession and confess mortal sin. And by doing this, we receive forgiveness of sin, we are restored to the state of grace, and then are given the privilege once again of receiving Jesus in the Eucharist. What's the second thing we can do to open our hearts to receive Jesus in the Eucharist? Regular confession of venial sin. Venial sin is any sin that doesn't meet the requirement of mortal sin. Now, it's not required that we confess venial sin before receiving Jesus in the Eucharist, just like it's not required to clean your house before a guest arrived. Of course, if it's in a livable condition. But you clean your house because you want to honor your guest. Regular confession is a good house cleaning of the soul. It frees us from venial sin so that when we do go to confession, we're free to receive graces from Christ. It also honors Him. St. Augustine said, "While he is in the flesh, man cannot help but have at least some light sins. But do not despise these sins which we call light. If you take them for light, when you weigh them, tremble when you count them. A number of light objects makes a great mass. A number of drops fills a river. A number of grains makes a heap. What then is our hope? Above all, confession." The third thing we can do is fast before receiving the Eucharist. Canon 191 says, one who is to receive the most holy Eucharist is to abstain from any food or drink, with the exception only of water and medicine, for at least a period of 1 hour before Holy Communion. By abstaining from the food of this world, we are reminding ourselves that we are made for heavenly nourishment. Now, the fasting minimum for a Catholic is 1 hour. Okay, that's the rule. But if you love someone, do you seek to do the minimum? Usually not, right? And so if we really want to love God and we want to grow in relationship with Him, why not do more? Why not give it a shot? Why not try fasting from midnight until the point of reception the next day on Sunday? Is it going to be hard? Yeah, it's going to be hard. Fasting is hard. I mean, that's part of the point. Have you ever noticed in life, if we're not willing to do something hard, oftentimes there's very little reward? Why is it that we think that we can just put a little bit of effort into our relationship with Christ, but we expect or demand the maximum reward? It's kind of silly. I mean, so I would challenge you. You want to grow in your relationship with Christ. You want to get more out of the Eucharist. You want to dispose your heart to receive more grace. Then I challenge you, fast more than 1 hour before reception of the Eucharist. Because in fasting, what we're doing is we're detaching from worldly pleasures to remind us that we're made for the heavenly one, the food that comes down from heaven, Jesus Christ in the Eucharist. When we fast, I like to think we are making more room in our hearts for Christ by emptying the world out of ourselves and detaching. The fourth thing we can do to prepare to receive Jesus in the Eucharist is pray daily. The habit of prayer prepares us to receive the Eucharist. Like meeting the one we love, there is a peace, there is a joy, there's a sharing of yourself with them. There's a freedom to be as you are in their presence. If we meet Jesus daily in prayer or multiple times a day in prayer, then when we go to Mass, we approach Him as our love. But if we have not prayed at all for weeks or even months, then we approach Jesus like we would approach a stranger. There's a distance, a barrier to intimacy. The way we embrace a stranger is very different than the way we embrace someone we love. We may have the right to receive Jesus in the Eucharist because we're in the state of grace, but if we haven't prayed for a long time, we approach Him more like a stranger, and our hearts aren't disposed to receive grace at the moment of reception. So if you want to grow in grace, then pray daily. What are the four ways to get more out of the Mass to welcome Jesus as the guest of our soul? Number one, confession of mortal sin. Number two, regular confession of venial sin. Fasting before Mass, consistent prayer life. My name is Ken Yuzinski from CatholicSpeaker.com. Thank you for watching.